Or what are you asking for?
3.5?
What were you asking?
Mark's asking for actual.
I'm asking for actual, and if you couldn't, if for some reason you don't think I should get actual, because I gave you things that said it's higher than that, at a minimum, use what an appraiser would use in valuing a market rate property when they do the replacement reserves, when they're figuring the market value using the net income approach. Use what a third-party appraiser would use. They use a minimum of $350 a unit.
Okay.
So that's
all right. So either 350 or actual.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. You answer my question.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
That's what I want to make. Go ahead.
Last thing, if I can, because I know you. I don't want to share
this with you. These are my 7 properties, so we're kind of killing 2 birds with 1 stone here a bit.
Okay.
But if you just turn to the second page.
Susie, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Is really the gist of what all of us here are arguing or trying to present. The first part on the top of that page, and these are the assessor's numbers using net income. Again, I do not disagree with the net income, but the assessor uses a 3% of gross revenue to determine, in the third column, the net valuation, the net income. Using her, if I follow across, using her 7.015 rate, it shows what her value, the assessed value, or excuse me, the market value would be using 3% of reserves and a 7.02 cap rate. I've gone in and said, well, wait a minute, what if I got an 8, a 9, or a 10 cap? Using the assessor's approach of 3% reserves and 7.2, it shows about halfway down the page, you'll see under the assessor column that's yellow, tax amount is $98,004. If an 8% cap was approved, it would reduce the taxes by $12,000. A 9 cap, $21,000, or a 10 cap, $29,000. Then I want you to drop to the second bottom. This is my opinion. Using the average income again, less the actual reserves required by the lender and MHDC, I have a different income. If I use the assessor's 7.02 valuation, let me back up. Her valuation stays the same. If I used that, if you could let Country Ridge 1, it's $1,333,000, or using an 8 cap, or there would be a $22,000 reduction in taxes based upon what the assessor. So I've gone through and I've looked at, okay, 3% and a 7%, this is what the assessor has. Here is mine at actual, excuse me, net income minus actual reserves using a 9 cap, and that would have my taxes be $30,000 less for 7 properties. It's not a lot, but it's a heck of a lot of money when you're dealing with such tight margins that we are. But that was my analysis. Behind that is a little bit of documentation for reserves, and then again using the net income approach as mandated. So, okay. That's what I have to offer the board as far as my argument in regard to cap rates and replacement reserves.
Thank you. You've done a very thorough job. No, I don't have any. Do you guys have questions right now? on this? Either one of them? Okay. All right. With respect to, and Dan, how many properties do you have total?
We have the two.
You guys
and
just
ours,
have...
ours are newer, right? We have one that's 3 years old and one that's 1 year old. So.
Right.
Okay. Well, based on what he just did, do you have anything? And do you also have one, a property?
I got five.
You got five of these? Same ones?
And what's okay.
your name? I'm Daniel.
Shepherd.
And Daniel, which properties are you here with?
I got Countryside, Forsyth Meadows, I got the Rock Villas, and I got Sitting Wood.
Okay.
And that's the one where you also have property in Christian County, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then you're going with the same rate that Danny put for Christian
I'm
County.
I'm
going
to talk about it.
Okay.
Can I go? Or?
Yeah, just a second. Just before we do it, do you guys have anything else? Do you mind if I let him go? And then, gentlemen, back here, I want to ask you what your...
Sir? This is the... BOE?
Yes.
Yes.
I was told to be here at 2.
Okay. Well, we've got obviously some stuff. Are you okay for a minute?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
The difference between interests, I mean, my only comment is I think Mark and Susan have agreed on what the NOI is and the numbers to include in his expenses, and he's talking about the inclusion of reserves and the cap rate. We also talked about reserves and cap rate, but we feel a lot of our expenses got left out. Our NOI for valuation purposes is higher than it should be. So we just shared our 2024 audits with everybody, and that's the number we feel we need to use. Even if you take taxes out for assessment purposes, those are the actual expenses to run the property. So that's another layer of dollars.
Okay.
Just so you know, we actually have, we're stuck. The state mandates what we can and cannot count. And I can have a copy of that brought up for you that shows us what's allowed and what's not.
We've not been provided that, even to this day.
Yeah, and it's on.
I don't agree with that.
It's on the state tax commission. Well, I'll bring it.
Well, let's not argue about that. If whatever those are, I don't know what it is, but hopefully she can you have somebody bring that up from your office, maybe? That would be great. And then I'm going to, if it's okay, gentlemen, is it okay if I let this one go? Okay, just because we got... So, well, I'm just because we're trying to make decisions and all these.
Right.
What's the age of your properties?
Okay. You guys have a list in front of you that you want me to go off of? Because I do mine individually. But
David, it's 137, 38, 39, 40, and 41.
What page?
137
is page 3.
Here, I'll just hand out one.
Yeah, that was the first one.
Okay, so this is she's let me see here.
You say the
all right, so this issue I've listened to you guys talk about it with these other properties, and I just want to clear up a couple of things that I know. I've numbered my pages at the bottom, you'll see, and on there, you know, I'll refer to, you know, whatever the page number is. But basically what these all come down to is Missouri House Bill 613. All right, and so in this bill, it was spelled out that the assessors are to use, in other words, the actual income of the property, net operating income, at a market cap. There's no deviation from that. So you can look the bill up. It's on the State Tax Commission's website. We won't get into the history of why it was passed, but long story short, you have to have a LURA in place to qualify for this. And so on mine, I've provided all the land use restriction agreements. Now, what this all comes down to, based on House Bill 613, is we shouldn't really be arguing the income, the net operating income of a property. She referred to IAAO courses. I've taken them all. And so in IAAO requires that you include replacement for reserves in your income approach. I can attest to it because I took it all. I know it. And so I used to do what she did. So we had to take it in the state of Arkansas to get our qualifications to even be assessors. All right, so income 101, boom. All right, now the only thing that we should argue about, we can't include real estate tax in our expense. We can't include depreciation, amortization, things like that. Interest income is not allowed. These are all IAAO standards. Once you take those non-allowable expenses out of the equation, then it becomes market cap per House Bill 613. So now we're all trying to prove the elusive market cap for Branson, Taney County. And so I've heard CoStar referred to a couple times. I've heard realty rates referred to a couple times. I've provided all that. I provided it to the county on June 4th. And so we've just been kind of waiting. It's in our deal. Realty rates starts on page 29, but we're going to go back before that on this particular property. I've done a cap rate analysis, and it's on page 6. Was there a band of investment used? I don't think so. Because then you're going to go find an interest rate from a bank. You guys can attest to interest rates as of January 1, 2025. There's multiple ways to come up with a cap rate, opposed to just going to CoStar or Realty Rates or some national publication. All right, and so we do a band of investment. All right, so our band of investment's based on a mortgage interest rate as of January 1 at 7.16%. If I go to the bank, that's what I get. Now, you might have, a Lindsay Management, a Bell Management that's got a credit worthiness score that might be better than mine, that has more equity to throw up, that could get a better rate. But these are averages. This is for whoever, me walking in saying, I want to buy your property. All right? The term, 26 years. The mortgage ratio, loan to value, 73%. The mortgage constant, that comes from the Elwood tables, but if you got an HP calculator, I can show you how to do it. And then the equity dividend rate. All those come out to the, there's your cap rate, and then you add in the effective tax rate. That number, if you use all the stuff that we found as of January 1, is a 9.36 overall rate. Now, realty rates as of the first quarter 2025, which we, our stuff we try to do as close to the tax lien date as we can. So we're going to give you January rent rolls. We're going to give you P&Ls from January 1, 2024 through December 31st, 2024. But we always give 3 and even 5 years. And so realty rates as of the first quarter 2025, 8.55. CoStar for Branson, not Christian, 7.9. I heard you guys referring to bankers saying it was coming in at 8. All right? Then our band of investment showed an 8.32 after backing out the effective tax rate. I used a 7.9 because CoStar said for Branson specifically 7.9. So if you'll turn to page 19, we have CoStar too. We subscribe to it nationally. And what they do is they break down markets, submarkets, capital markets, things like that. So on page 19, 20, and 21, that is the capital market multifamily overview for the Springfield market. All right? That's going to take in Christian. That's going to take in Webster. That's going to take in Green and all the stuff that comes in. So for the market cap rate, CoStar found for the Springfield multifamily market, this is conventional also, page 20 up at the top in big bold, third over, 7.7 market cap rate. Okay? Nowhere in anything that I've researched shows a 6. Nowhere. And that's what I got back from the assessor. So when if you can't get a cap rate out of a market, meaning if I don't have net operating income and sales to look at, what I do is I go to the next closest market that I can find data out of, which in this case is the Springfield multifamily market. That's what I did. Now, on this particular property too, one more thing to talk about. If you go to page 28,